So it's the 25th anniversary of the Welsh Premier League, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by one of its newest managers, Scott Rusko, TNS. How are you?
Very well, thank you, yeah.
So we've spoken before. You went and played Europa, about what it was like to get the job and the transition. So we'll probably skip over that and just go on to that, certainly that second leg. No, let's start the first leg against Europa. You were disappointed at the end of that, weren't you?
Yeah, I stated at the time I was very disappointed, only because the players didn't reach their potential, and we knew that we didn't perform on the night. That's why I was disappointed. But obviously proud, pleased, and whatever. Obviously emotionally after that second leg, it was brilliant to go and win that game in the manner we did.
Have you worked out why it was the way it was in the first leg?
I don't know. First competitive game, a few changes. Did the players think that they were as good as, you know, as we thought? I certainly don't think that we took anything for granted. I just thought that Europa FC were a good side, technically very good, because they've got 10 Spanish in the starting lineup. And I think they were a good side. Hats off to them, and you've got to give them credit.
And that second leg, you know, you can only play what's in front of you, and a lot will probably be made of the fact that they were 9 men. And yeah. But it was still a gritty, sort of grindy performance from them, and they were going in for everything, weren't they? And I think this is about you holding your patience and you holding your nerve in that area, isn't it?
Of course it is, you know what you've got to do. You've got to score 2 goals at least to give you the chance to go through. And we did that before half-time. So, you know, the plan was executed, you know, perfectly up to the first half. Sending off changed the dynamic of the game, and it was one where we had to dig in. And against 9 men, they were very organised still, and they had maybe the chance to go and get a goal with 9 men. So I was just, I had fingers crossed, make sure this doesn't go to penalties, because if it does, I could see us going out here. I've got to be honest. I was positive, as I always am, in going into the game, but I just thought if we have penalties here and go out to 9 men, then that's not the first start. That's not the start that we need, you know. And certainly not what I need.
You would have been getting the phone call then,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, possibly. It would have been the shortest lived managerial position for a long time.
Better than Leroy Rosini, who's 28 minutes at Torquay, I think he was. I think he would last a bit longer.
A little bit longer, but still, it's not a reign that you'd be proud of, is it?
And then, look, second leg. You know, TNS have always hit this wall at the second qualifying stage, haven't they? Yeah. They've been near there or thereabouts.
Apart from one time,
yeah. You know, I'm sure we'll talk about that, the progress of that later on. But in terms of that performance against the Croatians, what was your analysis of that?
First leg. We set up to contain and to play in a way that you would expect for an away team in Europe that are on a lesser budget. Some players not used to playing in those sort of surroundings, etc. But I thought we, after conceding 4 or 5 minutes, I thought we did very well to contain them, to frustrate them. They had shots from long distance that weren't really troubling us that much. Yes, they scored that second goal, but looking back on reflection, I think overall in that 90 minutes, I thought we performed admirably. And I think we had the 2 chances at the end that we could have got, but that's fine margins in the game we play in. You know, you need to take one of them to go into the home leg. We didn't, we lost the game 2-0. We didn't disgrace ourselves, and we held up very well, I thought.
We'll come up to fine margins later on as well. But in terms of the crowd at Park Hall for that second qualifying round, that was a decent crowd, that was, wasn't it?
It was very good. I think it was something like 1,100 fans. You know, bit of an atmosphere, good for the players to play in front of, you know, against a well-organised European side. The Croatian side were a very good side. Obviously, we'd seen footage of them previously. Well set up, tactically, you know, very good. The manager was manager of Slovenia. He's got experience. You know, you're playing against no mugs here. They're a good side, one of the best we've faced over the 15 years I've been at the club.
What's it like to have a bigger crowd at those things? You know, and I suppose the second question of that is, look, they've come, they've seen. How do you make them come every week?
Yeah, every time we go on about the crowd and what have you, but we can only do what we can do. We can only play the football that we do. We can only attract, you know, the community that we have got. You know, we get people from away. We get people that maybe go and watch a Wrexham or a Telford or a Shrewsbury, that when they're playing away and they can't travel, they come and watch TNS. We can only do our best football wise, and with a club we can reach out to schools and the community and what have you, and we've just got to sort of educate these younger ones from our academy and their families to bring their parents, their grandparents, and to come and have a look at us, because the standard of football, you know, it's very good. I go to watch a lot of games, all at different levels, and I think, you know, put our team, take it, put it into another division, I think we'd still show the same football. So whatever the fact is that we don't get that many fans, it'd be nice to see certainly 100, 200, 300 more our home games, because it does give the players a lift.
You mentioned earlier fine margins. Here we are now at the start of the 25th season of this league, and the buzzword is this league's getting harder from every manager that I speak to. I'm sure you'll agree with that. What are the fine margins that you think you need to invest in the next 12 months to make sure that you're still top of the table?
Yeah, you know, our remit from the start of the season is to win everything that we enter, whether that's the Iron Brew Cup, the league obviously is the benchmark. We need to win that. The Welsh Cup, League Cup, whatever priority it's put into, we need to win and go and make sure that we're in with the chance of winning every single thing that we go into. There's teams now that are training more. The budgets are better. The chairmen of these clubs, they're bringing more qualified people in. They're bringing better quality players in. The squads are getting bigger. So then we need to push on again and make sure that they don't close that gap. I think it's good for the league that, you know, your likes of Bangor and Bala, Connorskey, they're strengthening. You've got the likes of Barry that have come up that are a very good side. Prestatyn had a good season last season. So I think it only bodes well for the league that we are getting competition. And if the competition strengthens us and pushes us to play better and to run faster, run longer, then so be it. I think it's good for us as well.
And here we are in Newtown, who had a terrible start to the season last season, but then actually their form in the second season might have even given you a run for the money.
Yeah, very good. We always have tough games against Newtown. They're a good club. They're a well-run club, you know, on a smaller budget than a lot of the other teams in this division, but they play the right way, and they've got some very good players here. And it is all about the start of the season and how you hit the ground running. So we've had a long pre-season, obviously for Europe as well, so we're chomping at the bit. We've got three friendlies next week, and then we start our game obviously away at Bangor, which is a tough test, but one we're looking forward to.
You are playing at a high tempo already because of the European games and all, you know, three friendlies in a week. Some people might balk at that. Is there an element of pushing too far, or because you've got a squad, it's given you a chance to see new people or different people?
Yeah, we've got 24 players in the squad, so we can play two teams in 2 days, no problem whatsoever. We'll have a couple of trialists playing in those games as well. So if you look at it, we're on course at the moment. We've got one injury. Chris Marriott's still out, so he's the only one really that's we haven't been able to call upon. So numbers wise, squad wise, we're okay.
A lot have been made about the results and the performances in these pre-seasons, but not much talk about new faces coming in or people leaving, apart from obviously Craig and Carl at the top table, if you like. So tell us about some of the new faces we might be seeing at the new Saints next season.
Well, yeah, obviously we signed Blaine Hudson from Chester, centre-back. He's been involved, obviously, in the squads. He's played. Looks a good, solid defender. He can play as well. We signed Tom Holland from Swansea. Tom's a 21-year-old central midfielder. You know, very good technically, good passer of the ball. I think he's going to be a good addition to the squad. And then we've got a couple of boys in, not naming any names, this week. We've got a defender, we've got a midfielder, and potentially a forward player coming in as well. So there's another three that we're going to be looking at. Whether we sign them is totally up to them. They'll get a few days training, they'll get some game time. We'll have a look at them and we'll go from there. But there's no certainties there. It's just having a look and see if they can improve our squad. If they can improve our squad, then I'm sure we'll be taking a chance on them.
And you will need that squad, because people can't forget you play in the Iron Brew Cup as well. You've just had Europe. You'll be wanting to regain the Welsh Cup, which you lost last season as well. So you've got to have that strength in depth, haven't you?
You have, because, you know, it's a tough league. We train every day. We'll be pushing the players to get fitter. We'll be looking at this year to really stamp our authority like we do every single year. You know, we're hopefully be in a position where we can give different players some minutes. Lee Cup, Welsh Cup, Iron Brew, but obviously we're in a position where we want to play the strongest team every single week, and it's up to the players to prove to us that they're ready for it and they're earning their shirt, so to speak, on a Saturday, Friday, whatever night we play.
There has been a transition. Has it been an easy transition in management because you've been there?
I wouldn't say it's an easy transition. It's tough. You're making decisions. You're sorting training. You're sorting arrangements, travel. Especially in Europe, it's the busiest time of the season where everyone's in and there's just seems to be not enough hours in the day. But it is one where I know the club inside out. I was assistant manager obviously for the last couple of years, so it's been one where I've obviously had an eye on what Craig's been doing and obviously Carl before that. You know, two great mentors really. And people to look up to and think, you know, have a look at how they do things, take things off them that I think they've done very well and add things that I have got my own, my own opinion, my own thoughts on the game and how it should be played. So I think you put them two together and we've done okay over the last few weeks. Disappointed with the result in the second leg against the Croatian team, got to be honest, but look, I'm not going to be pointing fingers at any of the lads. I thought they did fantastic over the four games.
Are you starting to think now about how you push to third qualifying round and how you get through for the third qualifying round?
Of course. I mean, we're already thinking about now, what have we got to do for this time next season? And how Europe, how can we go and make ourselves better? How can we make ourselves stronger with resources, with our budget, and then a budget that's probably 10, 15 times our budget as the Croatians had. How can we close that gap? If we can't sign players that they're going to sign for, I don't know, 300,000, 400,000 euros a year, what do we have to do? So find margins. Yeah, it's marginal gain of 10, 15%. If we can add 10, 15% to every single player, then we're going to be in a better position than we were this time last season. So I think that's where we've got to go. We've got to use all our resources at the club to make the players better. And there'll be no one who wants to do it more than me, Steve Evans and the staff that we've got at the moment.